भक्त बहनों और भाइयों, राजधानी के धर्म प्रेमी सज्जनों, बहनों और भाइयों, राजधानी के निवासियों का यह परम सौभाग्य है कि इस कलिकाल के समय में भी भारत माता का एक लाडला लाल संसार के प्रत्येक भाग में जाकर के भगवान कृष्ण की लीला का अमृतमय प्रसाद बांट रहा है। जन जन के मन के अंदर भारत की आध्यात्मिकता फिलोरे मार रही है। भौतिकवाद को समाप्त करके और अध्यात्मवाद की ओर अग्रसर होना यह भगवान कृष्ण की महिमा का ही प्रसाद है। यह कार्यक्रम का आज हमारा तीसरा रोज है और यह कार्यक्रम इस स्थान पर इस अगले रविवार 21 तारीख तक चलेगा। प्रातःकाल 6 बजे से 8:30 बजे तक, संध्या 12 बजे से 2 बजे तक और सायंकाल 6:30 बजे से 8:30 बजे तक इसी प्रकार से आपको अमृत चर्चा मिलेगी, भगवान के दर्शन और प्रसाद और आशीर्वाद मिलेगा। तीनों समय कार्यक्रम के पश्चात आपको भगवान का प्रसाद मिलता है, आप प्रसाद लेकर के जाएं। रूपनाथ जी महाराज ने भगवान के प्रति शरणागति की ये लौ लगाई है, जो इनकी शरण में आते हैं, जो इसके इस आंदोलन में आते हैं, उनको अपने जीवन को परम पवित्र बनाना पड़ता है। पूर्ण शाकाहारी रहना होगा, अब किसी प्रकार के व्यभिचार के साथ संबंध नहीं, इतना अधिक करना कि किसी प्रकार से कोका कोला, चाय, कॉफी आदि का भी सेवन वर्जित है, प्याज आदि भी प्रयोग में लाया जाएगा नहीं। सत्य वैष्णव के रूप में इस सारे जन आंदोलन को प्रारंभ किया हुआ है। संसार के लगभग प्रत्येक भूभाग में बड़े बड़े कृष्ण मंदिर बन गए हैं और वहां पर इस प्रकार के हमारे बहन और भाई भगवान के नाम का पान कर रहे हैं। भारत की राजधानी दिल्ली आज देश के अंदर एक भयानक स्थिति पर हम खड़े हुए हैं। अभी मेरे जर्मन न्यूज के भाई आए थे, उन्होंने प्रतापाद जी महाराज से इंटरव्यू में कहा कि वर्तमान स्थिति जो हिंदुस्तान और पाकिस्तान की है उसके बारे में आपका क्या विचार है। प्रभुपाद जी महाराज ने कहा, मैं पॉलिटिक्स में नहीं हूँ, पॉलिटिक्स से ऊपर चीज है, उसको कहते हैं भगवान की शरणागति। हम तो कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस के आदमी है, हमारा उसके अंदर विचरण है। परंतु महाराज जी ने एक शब्द जरूर कहा कि जब कभी अग्रेशन होता है, जब कभी अत्याचार होता है, भगवान कृष्ण ने कुरुक्षेत्र के मैदान में स्वयं कहा था, परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय जगदीशतां। तो यदि कोई हमारे भारत की भूमि पर ही नहीं मानवता पर प्रहार करेगा, चाहे वो कोई भी व्यक्ति क्यों ना हो, कोई भी राष्ट्र क्यों ना हो, भगवान की आज्ञा का पालन होगा, अत्याचारी से लड़ना पड़ेगा, ये भगवान की आज्ञा है। उन्होंने कहा, इस समय जो बांग्लादेश के अंदर हो रहा है उसके बारे में आपके क्या विचार है। महाराज जी ने कहा, ये विचार सबको सर्वविदित है, जो भी सरकार करेगी अच्छा करेगी, हमारा सबके साथ आशीर्वाद है, हम सबको संभाल के देखते हैं। सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सर्वे सन्तु निरामया, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् भाग भवे। उस सर्व के अंदर हमारा मत आता है, चाहे वो हिंदुस्तान में है, चाहे वो पाकिस्तान में है, चाहे वो नशा में है, चाहे वो चीन में है, सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सबका सुख होना चाहिए, सबका मंगल होना चाहिए, सर्व मंगल होना चाहिए, ये आपका आशीर्वाद आपको प्राप्त हुआ है। मैं आज दिल्ली महानगर परिषद के अध्यक्ष आदरणीय श्री श्यामाचंद जी को हमारे मुख्य अतिथि है, बड़ा आग्रह था श्यामाचंद जी का, मैं नीचे ही बैठूंगा, आपने बड़ी कृपा की, परंतु हमारे भी नियम है, आप आज हमारे अतिथि हैं। वैसे आप सार्वजनिक कार्यकर्ता हैं, राजधानी का नहीं देश का बच्चा बच्चा आपके सामाजिक और सार्वजनिक सेवाओं से, आपके धर्म के प्रति निष्ठा से, आपके गौ गीता गोविंद और गायत्री के प्रति आस्था से कोई छुपा हुआ नहीं है। इसी कारण से आज हमने उचित समझा कि हमारे कार्यक्रम में आप पधारें। दिल्ली महानगर के परिषद के अध्यक्ष के नाते आपका दिल्ली की राजनीति में नहीं, दिल्ली के शासन और प्रशासन में सर्वोच्च पद है। मैं इस सारे आंदोलन के संचालक और दिल्ली के इस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस के अध्यक्ष भाई श्री गुरुपाल जी अधिकारी से निवेदन करूंगा कि वो श्री श्यामाचरण जी का पुष्पमाला से सम्मान करें। भाइयों और बहनों, श्री श्यामाचरण जी अध्यक्ष महानगर परिषद दिल्ली के नागरिकों की ओर से पुष्पमाला स्वामी गुरुपाल जी का पुष्पमाला से सम्मान कर रहे हैं। महाराज जी की भाइयों, मैं आपसे निवेदन करना चाहूंगा, आप सुनने आते हैं, भगवान का नाम बोलने में संकोच ना कीजिएगा, हरि बोल के समय आप बोलते रहे। मैं चाहता हूँ कि इस राजधानी की दिल्ली के सारे चारों कोनों में आवाज आनी चाहिए, जय बोलते हैं आप, जोर से नहीं बोलते। भगवान की जय है, भगवान की जय है, सबको उठा दीजिए। मैं किसी नेता की जय नहीं बोलवा रहा, किसी पॉलिटिकल लीडर की जय नहीं बोलवा रहा, परम पिता परमात्मा की जय बोलवा रहा हूँ। आप जो जय बोलते समय आस पास ध्यान रखें, जो नहीं बोलता उससे कहो कम से कम जय तो बोले। वृंदावन धाम की जय तो बोलिए। जो नहीं बोलेगा उसको पुण्य नहीं होगा। मैं पाप की बात नहीं करने आया हूँ, पाप तो यहाँ होगा ही नहीं, यहाँ आने के बाद पुण्य होगा। परंतु जय बोलोगे, भगवान की शरणागति होगी, उसकी शरण में जाओगे, आपका भी कष्ट दूर होगा, हमारा भी कष्ट होगा। वृंदावन धाम की
उपस्थित रहने का आदेश देकर कृतार्थ किया और भगवान के चरणों में बैठकर मुझे ये भक्तिकार लेने का जो स्वर्ण प्रदान किया उसके लिए मैं रत्न करता हूँ और बड़ा ही धन्यवादी हूँ। जय भारत। धन्यवाद।
For your kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. Just now, our guest, today's guest, was speaking about Pap and Punya. The Krishna consciousness movement is transcendental of Papa and Punya. Papa means sinful activities and Punya means pious activities. Both activities are causes for bondage. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. यज्ञार्थ कर्म अन्यत्र लोकायं कर्म बंधन यज्ञार्थ यज्ञ मीन्स विष्णु यज्ञ पुरुष सिंपली फॉर विष्णु और कृष्णा कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑफ विष्णु तत्व There are different tattvas, Vishnu tattva, Shakti tattva. So, we have to understand tattva. So, Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. Tad Vishnu paramam padam, sadapashyanti shura. That is the Rig Veda mantra. Those who are Suraya, they are looking forward to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam said, Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu. People in general, they do not know what is their ultimate goal of life. They do not know. Nate vidu. Sarsa Gatin hi Vishnu. Everyone is self-interested. That is not bad. As a living entity, as a living being, everyone should be self-interested. That is natural. Because I am individual being. You are individual being. You have got your interest. Self-interest, I have got my self-interest. But unless the self-interest, both of you and me, are targeted towards Vishnu, then we shall fight. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu, durasaya de vahiratva manina. Persons who are very much interested simply on the external energy, this material world is creation of the external energy of Krishna. We have read it in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa anala vayu khang mana buddhi reva bhinname prakriti astadha. The material world, which is creation of the five elements, gross and three subtle elements, mind, intelligence and ego. Krishna claims that prakriti me astadha, they are my properties. Actually, you try to understand whether you can create bhumi, us, you cannot create. The bhumi, either you say India or Pakistan or America, that is not created by the human being. You cannot create. Even a small particle of sand, you cannot create in your level. What to speak of this whole world? That is claimed by Krishna. Me, that is mine. And prakriti, prakriti means generally, woman. As woman is predominated and the man is predominated. In our general life, we understand it very easily. Husband and wife. The wife is predominated, naturally. And the wife remaining predominated by the husband, the predominator, she is happy. That is the injunction of our Manusangita. Nastriyam satantatam arhati. Women should not be given independence. They should be given protection. In childhood, she should be protected by the father. In youthhood, she should be protected by the husband. And in old age, she should be protected by the elderly son. That is our law, Vedic law. So this prakriti, means that enjoyable. This prakriti is enjoyable. And similarly, there is another prakriti. Krishna says, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. This is material prakriti. And there is another prakriti which is called jiva bhuta mahava. Jayadam dharjate jagat. Dharjate sustena. And they dhara or sustain the living entity just like your body, my body. It is sustained by the spirit soul. As soon as the spirit soul is gone out of this body, it is simply a lump of matter only. It has no value. Therefore, that small particle, spiritual spark, is important more than this matter. Aparayam itastu vidhime pratitim para. So, the jiva bhuta mahabhava, the living entities, they are also calculated as prakriti, omen. And this matter, that is also calculated as prakriti. So, a prakriti, a woman cannot enjoy another woman. If she wants to enjoy another woman, that is artificial. Similarly, we, although superior prakriti of Krishna, we are unnecessarily trying to enjoy this material prakriti. That is our fault. That is called illusion. Which is never possible. Which is never possible. But it is going on. Beginning from Brahma down to the small insignificant ant. Everyone is trying to enjoy this world. Therefore sometimes the living entity is sometimes described as Purusha. Purusha means enjoy. So this is illusion, because unnecessarily we are trying to enjoy this material world on our personal account. That is the cause of all dissatisfaction all over the world. This Krishna consciousness movement is started to convince people in general that they are not enjoyed, they are enjoyed. Therefore, they should come to their original consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness. Now we have forgot, consciousness is pure, but when it is contaminated by the material modes of nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, trigunamayi maya, then it becomes polluted. Just like the water, when it falls down from the sky, from the cloud, it is crystal clear, but as soon as it contacts the earth, it becomes muddy. Similarly, our consciousness, originally, it is Krishna consciousness. There is another world, which is called spiritual world, that is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat bhava anya bhakta bhaktya sanatam. In that world, there are also living entities, there are also planets. They are called Vaikuntha planets. And their living entities, they are all liberated. They are called Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated. They never come here in this material world. And those who have come here in this material world, they are called Nitya Bhavya, eternally engaged. So our, this human form of life is meant for getting out of this engagement. That is called mukti, or liberation. And what is the liberation? Liberation means to be situated in his own original position. That is the description given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti Hitya Anatharupam Sarupena Avasthiti. That is called Mukti. When we give up our artificial endeavor and we become situated in our original consciousness, that is called Mukti. Or Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very important because it is trying to deliver people in general, not only in India, but all over the world, how they can be situated in their original consciousness, which is called Mukti. Mukti Hitya Anatharupam Sarupena Avasthiti. The Sarup means, as Lord Chaitanya, when he was asked by Sanatana Goswami, what I am, he said that your real constitutional position is that you are eternal servant of God. Jiver Sarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. That is our eternal position. But when we do not try to serve Krishna, we are obliged to serve Maya. Our service position is there. That is our constitutional position. We cannot be master. That is not possible. We are servant. Now, we are meeting so many friends here, thousands. Now, can any one of us say that you are not servant? Every one of us is servant. Every one of us is servant. Because that is our constitutional position. But if we try that artificially to become master, that is illusion. We cannot become the master. Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But the struggle is here in this material world, they are trying to become master. Somebody is trying to become master of his family. Somebody is trying to become the master of his community. Somebody is trying to become master of his nationality. And somebody is trying to become master of the internationality. And at last, somebody is trying to become the Supreme God. That means everyone is trying artificially to become the master. And that is an illusion. We have to become servant. That is our mukti. Not master. That is artificial. The same thing. I have already explained. This matter and the living entity, both of them are prakriti. They are womanly nature. Or predominated nature. So we cannot be master. The Vedas also confirm nitya nityana chetana chetanana eka bahunam vidudhati kama. The Lord, Supreme Lord, He is also eternal. We are also eternal. Because qualitatively we are one with the Lord. Mamai mamsa jiva. Jiva, the living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna. So if Krishna is both, then we are also God. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore we are also Satchidananda Vigraha. But because we are very minute particle, sometimes this quality of Satchidananda Vigraha becomes covered by the illusory external nature. Just like a small spark of the fire, when it falls down on the ground, it almost becomes extinguished. Or becomes extinguished. That is our position. Because we have fallen down from the original fire, Krishna, therefore our spiritual life or enlightenment is now covered. And as soon as again we ignite that spiritual consciousness, that is called Krishna consciousness. So, see, Śrīla Gosvāmī from the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, he is giving us a very nice program. How we can invoke our spiritual consciousness. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that nitya siddha krishna bhakti sadha pahu na Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udaya. Udaya means it becomes awake. Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte. This process, just you are kindly hearing about Krishna. To hear about Krishna, simply, even if you do not understand, this hearing of about Krishna is pious activities. So Sudha Goswami said, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna, Punna Savana Kirtana. Sinnatam Savana Sakatam Krishna. Krishna is within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana. Riddhese Arjuna Krishna. And when you become too much eager to see him, then he appears as Archavigra, as they are, Krishna and Radharani is in front of you. So Krishna is trying to help you. He always, by presenting himself personally, as Krishna appeared on this earth 5,000 years ago. Now he is leaving behind his instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Again he is coming as a devotee, as the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. And he is sending his devotees also, door to door, to canvas, that just you surrender to Krishna. That is our business. We are employing so many devotees all over the world, simply to canvas people to surrender unto Krishna. That is our business. So, this process of hearing is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna, Punna Savana Kirtana. Krishna, these words or message about Krishna is Punna Savana Kirtana. Punna, one who is hearing and one who is chanting. Just like I am speaking and you are hearing. Both of us being benefited. Both of us being benefited because the subject matter is Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anywhere you go, you become a spiritual master on my order. And what is your business? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply speak the message of Krishna. Nothing else. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna personally. That is also Krishna Upadesha. And Srimad Bhagavatam, that is also Krishna Upadesha. Both of them. So our preaching point is to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam as it is. That is our wisdom. Because the more you hear, you become pious. Your heart becomes cleansed of material dirty things. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna. Punna Samana Kirtana. Anywhere he is simply hearing. Even if you do not understand a single word of Srimad Bhagavatam, but if you simply give your oral reception to hear the word, the transcendental vibration will cleanse your heart. Cheta Darpana Marjana. It will cleanse your heart. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavarthi Vibhapana Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandamudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So this is Sankirtan moment. It's so nice that even if you do not understand a word, you will achieve the result of pious activities. Punna Savana Kita. But we are not interested. Krishna Bhakta is not interested for pious activities also. They are not interested for sinful activities, but they are also not interested in pious activities. They are simply interested in the service of the law. That is, that service of just like Arjuna, in the beginning, he was thinking that this fighting is pious and impious activities, sinful activities. Krishna, don't ask me to fight. It is very much simple. I will not fight. But after learning Bhagavad Gita, he agreed to fight. The how this impious activity fighting became a pious activity, that is to be understood. Because Krishna advised Arjuna to fight. In the beginning he declined, but at the end he agreed. He said, Karishye vachanam dama. Yes, Krishna inquired. So, now what is your decision? I have spoken to you everything, I have explained. Now what is your decision? Arjuna replied, Karishye vachanam dama. Karishye vachanam dama. And he fought. He killed his grandfather Bhishma, which was hesitating. Then how shall I kill my grandfather? He's so pious, he's so generous, he's so kind, and my acharya, Dronacharya. But later on, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he fought and killed. Now, try to understand the same thing which was considered before as impious, how it became pious. Because Krishna certified Arjuna, Bhaktosi, Priyosini, you are my very nice devotee and very dear devotee. So a person who is very dear and devotee of Krishna, is he impious? No, he is not impious. He cannot be impious. Therefore, this piety or vicious activities, they can be considered in terms of our relationship with Krishna. What Krishna says, that is pious. What Krishna does not say, what Krishna permits, that is impious. Not in our standard. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Dharma. What is dharma? Dharma means you have to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is dharma. And Krishna also advises the same thing. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. So how we can achieve that status of life when we can directly speak with Krishna and carry his order? That is means purification of heart. Jeta dharpana mana. That is recommended here. Sinnatāṁ sakatā kṛṣṇa punnasavana kītana riddhantastha avadrāni vidhūnati śrīt satāṁ. Riddhantastha avadrāni. Krishna is sitting in your heart. So, as soon as you are eager to understand Krishna, Krishna also becomes interested in you. Krishna says, samohaṁ sarvabhūte name deśasti nāpriya. Because he is the Supreme Personality Godhead, he must be equal to everyone. He says that, Samo, I am equal to everyone. Sarva Bhutesh, not only human beings, animals also. I am equal to everyone. Namete Shastrina Priya. Nobody is a subject of envy for me. Neither anybody is very dear to me. Because they are working in their own way. Jetu bhajanti maam kṛtyās teṣu te mahi. But one who has taken to the devotional service, I am there particularly taking attention. And he has many times he has declared, kaunteya pratijāmi name bhakta pranasyati. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. Unless we come to that position, all our knowledge, all our religion, they are simply samaye vahi kevalam. Simply waste of time, labor. So that is also stated in this verse, in this chapter, that dharma samasthita pumsam visakshena kathasuja mupadayadratingjadi samaye vahi kevalam. You can execute your religion. It doesn't matter. Very nicely. Dharma samasthita pumsam. Awaken your Krishna consciousness, then in the Shastra it is said that is simply waste of time, simply labor, samaye vahi kevalam. Therefore, this society, Krishna consciousness society, establishing all over the world, in every village, in every town, a center to give chance people to hear about Krishna. Therefore, the society's name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. Otherwise, how these American boys and European boys and girls taking to Krishna consciousness? It is not foreign. Many Swamis and Yogis went there to preach Hindu culture, but they did not take. Why? They have got their Christian culture. Why they accept Hindu culture? But they are interested in Krishna culture because the same thing, as it is stated, that Ishvara Sarvabhutana Vriddesha Antunatu. Krishna is staying in everyone's heart. So by the process we have to awaken that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is not Krishna consciousness, not Indian culture, Hindu culture. But in India, because they cultivated this Krishna consciousness very high, all our sages, this land, this land of Bharatvarsha, is the land for Krishna consciousness. But by force, we have covered that Krishna consciousness, therefore we are suffering. We are to divide also. Not only that, the foreigners should simply divide, and he shall neglect. No. This is originally the land of Krishna consciousness. So if you revive Krishna consciousness, then the dirty things in your heart will be cleaned. Sinnatam sakatha Krishna. Punnasavala kitam. Riddhantastha avadrani. Avadrani means that dirty things that I don't like you, you don't like me. Because unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot be called a learner. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunicheta Sapakita Pandita Savadarsha. One who is actually Krishna conscious, he does not make any distinction. These American or Indian or human being or animal, a devotee will never agree to kill an animal, not even an ant. That is Jashasi Bhakti Bhagavata Pindana. Actually, if you become Krishna conscious, if your faith and love for Krishna is unflinching, then you will be equally disposed. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Simply by passing resolution, you cannot establish universal brotherhood unless you come to Krishna consciousness. That is the first principle. Brahma bhuta. You have to get released from this material concept of life. You have to come to the platform of transcendental realization. And that is very easily done, as it is explained here. Sinnatam sabaka Krishna. Simply try to hear the messages of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is the message, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the message. You read, first of all, hear. But don't try to man-interpret Bhagavad Gita. Try as it is. Try to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't manufacture your idea that Krishna means this, or Kurukshetra means this, and Pandava means this. No! Pandava means Pandava. They are historical person. Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra. Krishna means Krishna. If you study Bhagavad Gita in that way, then there will be a fact. Don't try to adulterate. Therefore it is the government. Sinnatam sabatha Krishna. Punna savana kitam. Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, even if you don't read books, if you simply chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. That is also sinnatam sabatha Krishna. Hearing of Krishna's name is the same as hearing of Bhagavad Gita or hearing of Bhagavad. If one has no time, neither has got the capacity to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, he can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That is as good as the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna being absolute, there is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and this chanting of Hare Krishna. They are all the same. That will be realized gradually. That is stated here. As soon as our heart is cleansed of all dirty things, then we shall realize what is Krishna, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's activity, what is Krishna's devotee, or any other thing in relationship with Krishna. Siddhatam Shakatha Krishna, Punna Savana Kitana, Riddhanta Savadrani, Vidunati Sri Satam. Krishna is sweet, but is especially sweet to his devotee, Sata. The devotees are called Sata. And though they are non-devotees, they are Pasata. Because after finishing this body, they will get another body. But Satam means the devotee after finishing this body, Tatta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mame. He immediately develops a spiritual body. A devotee after giving up this body is no more coming back to take birth in the womb of a material man. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if we want to cleanse our heart of all dirty things that is accumulated by our association with the external energy of Krishna Maya, then you have to hear about Krishna. Simple method. If you hear the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is well and good. Otherwise, you simply hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You chant and it can be executed anywhere, any part of the world, without any moderation, without any law. But the gain is very much. That is our purpose. So it is very simple, at the same time sublime. You can accept it, both ways. So, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kitana Riddhanta Savadrani Vidunati Sri Sata. Then, Siddha Goswami said, Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nittana Bhagavata Sevaya. The Bhagavata should be heard Nittana, daily, regular. Not that Bhagavad Satta. This is another formality. So far Bhagavad Satta is concerned. I've studied so many commentaries, at least 8 principal commentators, like Siddhartha Swami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, V. Raghavacharya, Subodhani. There are many tikas, tippani on the Srimad Bhagavatam. But nowhere I find the Bhagavad Satta. Why Bhagavad should be hard for Satta? Nittam Bhagavad, it is Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated. Nittam Bhagavad Siddhu. You have to hear Bhagavad daily. If it is possible 24 hours, then your dirty things will be clean. It is not a formula that I hear for 7 days and I stop it for good. No. Here it is recommended. Nashta prayesu avadresu. It is not that completely clean. Nashta prayesu. Almost clean. Even that state. Nashta prayesu avadresu. Nittana bhagavata. That can be possible. Bhagavata. Krishna says, Sapata Sinnatam Krishna. That Sapata means Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata. So here again it is stressed. The Nittana Bhagavata Sevaya, that when one becomes almost clean of his heart, Nashta Prayesu, Avadresu, Nittana Bhagavata, that is also, that cleansing process is possible simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna Katha. Then what happens? Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhavati Maistiti. If you hear about Krishna regularly, then gradually you shall develop the love of Krishna. Bhagavati Uttama Sloka. Bhagavan Krishna is described here as Uttama Sloka. Krishna is described by finest poetry. Sloka means poetry or statement. Or Uttama means transcendental. Udgata Thama Jasma. Tama is this material. So Krishna's description is not material description. It's like your description of Krishna and the Brahma Sangha. See, Hindamani Pradara Sarmasu Kalpa Vrikkala Khabite Suravi Ravi Palayam. Krishna is attached. What? Tending cows. Suravi Ravi Palayam. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sepumana. Govinda Madhi Purusa. These are all transcendental descriptions. Krishna is not an imagination. It is not that we have to imagine the form of Krishna. It is not the question of imagination. It is practical fact as it is stated in the Shastra. So, that, if you continue to hear about Krishna, then you will have firm faith in Krishna as these boys and girls, they are Europeans, Americans. But still, you cannot deviate from Krishna bhakti. That is not possible. If you bribe them, if you be the empire of the whole world, then you forget Krishna consciousness. They will never forget. Bhakti bhavati naishti. So this is the formula. So India, this calamitous position of India, you try to hear Bhagavad Gita as it is, you try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, your all problems will be solved. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, come here. Gita?
I don't say that. I'm not an enlightened being.
Then you become first of all a student of Gita.
I just asked for a few questions. Now, all right.
Now you cannot question. Because you do not know what is the process of understanding Gita.
I know.
What is that?
I read the books and I have...
What you are reading?
I have intuition.
No, no. What is that you say first of all? What is that process?
What process?
To understand Bhagavad Gita, what is the process? Yes, what is the process?
I just want to ask you a few questions.
Then you do not know. You do not know.
I don't know much about the Bhagavad Gita.
Then you will learn it, first of all.
Now you could ask me.
Yes, I will tell you. You sit down.
Now, when was...
First of all, you hear. Don't talk nonsense. First of all, you hear. First of all, you state what is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita.
I understand it a bit. Understand.
What is the process? I am asking you, what is the process?
I ask you a few questions. I've come here to ask you a few questions.
Then you learn from me.
I'm not an enlightened being.
Don't ask me questions which you do not understand.
I'm a simple man. I have no difference, no university.
Then you try to understand from me.
Now, when was Lord Krishna's birthday? This year.
First of all, let me know. You are questioning me so many. You answered my one question. What is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita?
I don't know.
Then stop, please. Then stop, don't talk. Then don't talk. You do not know, understand how to understand Bhagavad Gita.
I have two questions. Why don't you answer me?
I cannot answer because you do not know how to understand the process.
We live in a democracy. I'm not an enlightened.
No, we are not under democracy. We are about
I'm
the process.
I'm not an enlightened being. I'm in studying.
Then you study, first of all, what is the process?
No, please answer my question.
No, I cannot answer because you do not know the process.
I want to know more about it.
No, I cannot. I am not your servant that I have done.
Even in the
past, first of all, you have come to question.
The people are allowed to ask questions. Now we live in the largest democracy of the world.
It's a nonsense. I cannot answer the nonsense.
Richard Nixon said it.
I will answer you. It is not Prabhupada. Just come down, I will answer you. Your questions have no bearing. I will answer you.
Do you answer?
I will answer you one by one.
Who are you?
I am just one of them. You come and tell me.
There are many more who would answer you.
I will answer you one by one, not Prabhupada. So come along.
Telling Bhagavad Gita, having requested to state the process. Just like you take a bottle of medicine given by your physician, on the bottle there is a label and the instruction is given there how to take the medicine. Just like there is a mixture and the physician gives direction that this medicine to be taken thrice daily with such and such weight. You cannot change that dose and the instruction of the physician. Then the medicine will not be properly taken and it will not act. If you whimsically make your own process to take the medicine, then you will never get relief by taking that medicine. Similarly, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to take the direction given by Krishna himself. You cannot invent your own way of understanding Bhagavad Gita. That is nonsense. You have to strictly follow what Krishna says. In the fourth chapter you will find, Imam Vivasate Juvam Pratavan Ahamabhayam Vivasan Manavetaha Manuikata Vibravi Evam Parampara Pratam Imam Rajan Sayo Vidu. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita Yoga system was spoken by me first some millions of years ago to the sun god Vivasan. Imam Vivasate Yogam Prattava Aham Abhayam. He spoke. Now, if you don't accept this proposition of Bhagavad Gita, then what is the use of bothering yourself understanding Bhagavad Gita? You have to accept that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 40 millions of years ago to the sun god. It is possible because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This question was raised by Arjuna also, just to satisfy common people like that. Arjuna said, the Krishna, you are my contemporary, you are my cousin brother, you are my friend, so practically we are born together. How I can believe that 40 million of years ago you spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Vivasan, the sun god? Krishna answered that yes, both you and me, we took many, many births, but you have forgotten, I remember. That is the difference between Krishna and ordinary man. If you take Krishna as ordinary man, then you will never understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the folly. Abhijanati mana bhura Manushimta Nivas. Because Krishna comes in the human form or body, rascals think that he is ordinary man. He is not ordinary. Matta parataram nanna kinti yosti dharanya. He is the supreme personality of God. Therefore, Krishna said that yoga system is now lost. Sakaleni or yoga nastaparantava. Because that parampara system is lost. So if you understand, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to understand through the parampara system, not whimsically. Exactly like that. If you want to take benefit of the medicine, you must take it according to the direction of the physician. If you don't follow this principle, then you never understand Bhagavad Gita. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samapta. You'll never understand Bhagavad Gita. Krishna will be covered by yoga maya and he will hover in the darkness. So this is the problem. We have to understand Krishna from the parampara system. Now what is that parampara system? Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Why? Krishna could have selected a great Vedantist to speak this Bhagavad Gita. Why he selected Arjuna? He was an ordinary grihastha. He was a statesman. He was a fighter. You cannot expect a fighter, a king or grihastha to understand very much about Vedanta. He was completely qualified, but still, for our understanding, we may take like that. But his one qualification was that he was a devotee. Bhaktosi priyosi me rasam etad uttamam. I am speaking to you Bhagavad Gita. I do not seek any Vedanti. Because you are my devotee. You are my very dear friend. So before understanding Bhagavad Gita, one has to become a dear friend and devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, useless attempt. That is the statement of Bhagavad. This is the process of Bhagavad. Understand. Unless you understand, what is Krishna? You cannot become devotee. And unless you become devotee, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the statement in the Bhagavad. Thank you.
On the soul with more than sensual pleasure. Religion is like the sap of living tree, it penetrates the most intent vows. If our whole life is guided by true religion, the heart of others will touch and will open to the reception of that spirit which dwells in every one of us. The need for practice of true religion is a great
religion. So, we may speak something about religion this evening. According to our Vedic system, there are two kinds of religion. First of all, try to understand what is religion. Religion means constitutional position. Characteristics, the exact word, is characteristics. In English dictionary, the religion is described as a kind of faith. Faith you can change. But according to our dictionary, religion you cannot change. A religion or dharma. Dharma you cannot say. But the English translation, faith, you can say. Today you are Hindu. Tomorrow you can become a Mohammedan. Or today you are Christian. And tomorrow you can become a Hindu. This is the change of faith. But so far the word dharma is concerned, that cannot be changed. We should understand. Therefore, the word dharma and the word religion is little different. Our conception of dharma is characteristic, just like sugar. Sugar must be sweet. If sugar is not sweet, then it is not sugar. Similarly, chili, it must be hot. If chili is not hot, then it is not chili. So, fire. Fire, there must be heat and light. Otherwise it is not fire. Water, it must be liquid. If water is not liquid, sometimes water becomes solid. But that solidity is under certain condition. That is not natural. The natural religion of water is liquidity. The natural religion of stone is solidity. Similarly, you analyze anything, any physical element, he will find some particular characteristic. That characteristic is religion. Not in English word, but dharma. So we take it that. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto, it is stated, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, this word, is the law given by the Lord, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And actually we find in the Bhagavad Gita that dharma, as dictated by Lord Krishna, sarva dharman parityaja mame tam saranam. So in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, it is the Lord says, dharma sansthapana khaya sambhavani yugi yuge. Now at the end he said, sarva dharman parityaja mame tam saranam bhaja. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared on this planet for establishing dharma. He said, dharma savasthapana. Then why does he say sarva dharma anparittar? This is to be understood. That means that except surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, anything which is going on under the name of dharma, that is not dharma. That is the body. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the beginning of the first canto, second slok, dharma prodhita paitavatra atra Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma paitava, dharma which is going on as a cheating proposition, that is thrown out. Dharma paitava. Siddharsami, the great commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, accepted by all the acharyas, and you know, when Srimad Bhagavatam is presented, Siddharsami's commentary comes at first, then all of us. Siddharsami is so respected by all the acharyas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Puri, Ballavakar, he presented his Subodhani Tika of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was very proud that he wrote a commentary which was better than Sudarshan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like that idea, that you cannot excel the previous acharya. He replied, he did not hear the Subodhini Tika of Vallabha Acharya. He simply replied, Sami Jeva Nahi Mane Besha Boli Gori. In a very sarcastic way he replied that anyone who does not care for the Sami, she must be considered a Besha. So Siddhar Swami, I'm just trying to point out the Siddhar Swami's position. The Siddhar Swami, when commenting on this line, Dharma Prajita Pajitava Atra, he says, Atra Mukha Vansha Pajantam Nirastam. Dharma Atha Kama Moksha. There are four things. Srimad Bhagavatam says, generally people, they become religious for economic development, or thought. Srimad Bhagavatam says that dharma is not meant for economic development. Dharmasya japavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate. One should not take to religion for material benefit. That is the body. Generally, people go to the temple. Lord, give us our daily bread. That's like the Christians go in the church for economics, solution. Give us daily bread. This is also accepted in the Bhagavad Gita. That's good, because the man has gone to God for begging something. But that is not pure devotion. Pure devotion means annadilasitasunnam jnana-tarma-ganapritam ankurneena-krishnanasilanam bhakti-vrittama. Annadilasitasunnam, one should not have any ulterior motive to approach God. One should approach only God out of love. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Asvishva Bhapadaratam Kunastamam Marmahatam Karotuva Adarsanat Jathatathala Vidudhatanam Pata Matpranalathastu Saivanapara. A pure devotee, he does not want anything from God. He says, Asnisva Padanatam Kinastama. Either you embrace me or you trample me down under your feet. You make me broken-hearted without being present before me forever. Still you are my worshipable Lord. No condition. God, you give me this, then I become your devotee. Otherwise, I shall reject. That is, Prahlad Maharaj says, this is mercantile proposition. Banik with, just like merchants, they give something, they take something. But a pure devotee does not do so. A pure devotee, annavilasita sunnam jnana karmar anapritam. Jnani, they also want something, liberation, to merge into the Supreme. There is one. They undergo austerities, penances, arujya kuchena param padam tata. They are severe. But there is a desire, I shall become one with God. The yogis, they also undergo severe penances in the mystic yoga system. But there is desire, auspicious deed. the Karmis, they are full of desire, they are full of desire. Dhanam dehi, rupang dehi, rupopati bhajyan dehi, dehi dehi. So everyone has demand, jnani, karmi, yogi. But for the bhakta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, na jagati, satamay. There is no demand. Na dhanam, everyone is after money. The devotee says, I don't want money. And then, it has good followers, become a leader, thousands of people will follow you. Na janam, I don't want. Na dhanam, na janam. And then take good wife, beautiful wife. Na sundarim, kavitam, vajas. No, I don't want. Then what for your level, Subhat? Hare Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, vajapati, satamahe. Mamo janmani, janmani, sare, bhavata, bhakti, rahi. He does not want even liberation. Otherwise, why does he say, Janmani, Janmani? Liberation means namorgan. Let's see, this is the position of bhakta. Na dhanam, na janam, na kavitam, vajagadi, sakamae, mamo janmani, janmani, sare, bhavatad, bhakti, rahoituki, itai, ahoituki. Ahoituki means, without any cause. Not that I am going to God or Krishna for some purpose. No. Therefore, the devotees are called akama. Akama means no desire for any material benefit. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a verse which says like this, bhukti mukti siddhikami sakali asanti krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shanti. Bhukti means karmi. They want enjoyment, sense enjoyment. In this world, as well as in the heaven, to become just like king of heaven Indra, or Chandra, there are so many planets over Bhuvasa, Maha, Jana, Satya, Siddhya, Brahma, so many planetary systems. And in each planetary system, the sense enjoyment program is sometimes better than the other planets. Just like in this planet also, the European standard of living is far better than our Indian standard. Similarly, in other planets, the standard of living is far better. At 10,000 of years duration of life, and there, one day equal to our 6 months. Just like Brahma's duration of life is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Juga Pajjantam Maharajat Brahmano Vidu. So in the heart planetary system, there is greater comfort, better duration of life, everything better, better wife, better home, better atmosphere. These things are there. But Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuna Lokan Puravati Rajana. Krishna says that even if you go to the planet, Brahmaloka, then you will have to come back again. But if you come back to me, you come back to Godhead, home, then you don't come again in this material. Taktati hang punarjanmanaiti, mami ti gonti. Mamupe takontiya, dukhala ammasasata, naplavanti mahatma. Samasiddhim paramandataha. So, therefore Krishna says that this is dharma. What is that dharma? Mamekam saranam vaja. and Bhagavat conference is Dharma Prochita Paitavatra Paramanirma Sarada Satam Paramanirma Sarada, the Bhagavat Dharma, or this Krishna consciousness, is meant for the Paramanirma Sarana. Siddhartha Swami expressed Masarata Para Utkarsa Asahana. One who cannot tolerate others' elevation. That is the rule of this material world. Even if one is your brother, if he advances materially, then I shall be envious. Oh, he has become so great. I am fallen. That is the nature. Envious. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement, or Krishna conscious dharma, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Paramanirma Sanana. For all Paramahansa, or the Paramahansa, who are not envious of anyone. The Bhaktas, they are Paradukha Dukhi. They are simply, Prahlad Maharaj said, Prahlad Maharaj says to Nrisimhadev, my dear Lord, I am not afraid of this material existence. Not at all. Tad virja dhyana maha amrita magna chitya naivad vijeva parap vaitaranya. I am not afraid of this material world. Why? Na tad virja dhyana maha amrita magna chitya. Because I am now learned how to be happy, tad virja dhyana maha amrita. By glorifying you, I find the nectar of ocean. And I am deep into that. So I have no fear. Then what do you want? Soche tato vinukache tasa maya sukhaya paramut bhato vimura. I am simply thinking of these rascals, vimura. It is not my coin though. Vimura, who are simply laboring hard day and night for a pleasure which is maya illusion. I am simply thinking for how to get them delivered from these clutches of maya, that they are working so hard day and night simply for a flimsy pleasure. Janamaitanadi-girame-di-sukham-metuchyam. So I am thinking. So, this dharma, as Krishna prescribes, sarva-dharma-an-parittas, manekam-saran, that will give the greatest pleasure, the highest relief from this material world. In another place, when Prahlad Maharaj was inquired by Nrisimhadev, are you afraid of my this ferocious features? He said, no sir, not at all. I am simply afraid of this material existence. I am not afraid of your this fearful features. Although I am a child, although Brahma and others, they have become afraid. Lakshmiji also, who is always your consort, she is also afraid. But I am not afraid. The position of the devotee is like that. Narayana parasarve na putaschana vibhati. They are not afraid of this material world. They are not after this liberation mukti. Anyway, sarva apavarada naroki swapi tullakadarshi. They simply want that wherever I may be, let me chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is their aim. So this dharma, as taught by Sri Krishna, satato kirtayantama, the same dharma is taught by Lord Chaitanya. दिनाद्रीषुणीतेन परोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि सा दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इज इट इज सबलाइन धर्म इट इज नॉट आवर क्रिएशन इट इज द बॉडी ऑफ द श्रीमद भागवत सवै पुंसां परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रघो खज अहित क्या प्रतिहता जय आत्मा संप्रसिद्ध That is first class religion. Parodharma. There are parodharma. It's like two natures there are. Material nature and spiritual nature. Similarly, there are two kinds of dharma. Material dharma and spiritual dharma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for developing spiritual dharma, not material dharma. Material dharma is dharma tata moksha and spiritual dharma jivasya tattva jignasa athato brahma jignasa na artha jasteha karmadhi so this dharma is eternal dharma because Krishna is eternal we are also in a eternal Eternal means Sanatana. Krishna is Sanatana. In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is described as Sanatana. And in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Jiva is also described as Sanatana. And perhaps in the 8th chapter, the spiritual world is also described as Sanatana. So in these three Sanatans combined together, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma does not mean that dressing in a particular way or giving a talk. Sanatana Dharma means to be engaged eternally in the service of the Supreme Eternal, Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana. The Supreme Nitya, the Supreme Chetana, living entity, the Supreme Law, and the Supreme are the eternal servants. They, when this relationship is again revived, we are now lost. Because our eternal nature is to serve. But we are trying to be master. That is illusion. Not only master, but at the end we are trying to be one with the Supreme Master. That this desire is the disease wherefrom we are suffering in this material existence. Therefore, Krishna said, sarva dharmān parityaj, māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ, aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi mā śuca. Take assurance from me. You take this system, this is the system, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu begins his teaching from this point. If one understands perfectly well the Bhagavad Gita and the last teaching of Lord Krishna, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ, that is called saranāgati. I surrender. And that is the ultimate goal. But those who are engaged in mental speculation or empiric knowledge, philosophical speculation. They will take a long, long time to come to this point. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan mana bhavad vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhullam. So, that kind of mahatma, mahatma nastumam kvarsadai vipaditi maasita bhajanti anamyamanasa. That kind of Mahatma we try to create by this Krishna consciousness movement, unflinching faith in Krishna. Yasya devi paravarti yatha devi tatha guru tasyaite kadita jhatta prakashanti mahatma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized, scientific, confirmed by great persons, acharyas, not in the past, Vyasadev, Narada, Sita, Devala, but within, say, 2000 years, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Nimmartha, Vishnu Shyami, and latest, within 500 years, by Lord Chaitanya, and 5000 years, Lord Krishna, Sarvadharmān parityajyamāne kaṁ saraṇam vaja. So, the question was this, dharma, so, from the angular vision of this Krishna consciousness society, we accept this ultimate dharma to surrender to Krishna. And Bhagavad confirms, savaiṁ puṁsāṁ paro dharma jato bhakti dharukta ahaitaki apati hata janātā sampasī vāsudeve bhagavati bhakti juva prerita janayati āsu vairākṣam jñānaṁ ca jatahita. It is not that this surrendering process is meant for the less intelligent class. It is the highest intelligent class. Because Krishna says, after many, many births, one who is executing the philosophical speculation, he, after many, many births, he will surrender unto me. Vasudeva, that time, when he surrenders unto me, he will understand that Vasudeva is sarvam. Aham Krishna jagata pralayastatha. When he will understand, then he will surrender. But the intelligent man, he will see, if this is the ultimate goal of life, why not surrender immediately? That is intelligence. That is real knowledge. Surrender immediately. Why you should wait for many, many births? No necessity. You should immediately surrender and become liberated. What is that liberation? Sagunān samadhittayitān brahma-bhūvi-āyatalpa māncabhyā-vichālini bhakti-jogena-jāsīpa sagunān samadhittayitān brahma-bhūvi-āyatalpa. So, this is the process of Krishna consciousness movement, and we request all of you to try to understand it very seriously and take to it, and you become happy. Thank you very much.